This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Parks back, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Heather, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be back.
You feeling any better?
Oh my God, 10 times better. I still don't feel great. I don't feel like I could go home and like want to work out. Like I'm very tired still, but I would have been bedridden had I not had kids, right? Like I don't think I would have gotten out of bed at all. That's how sick I was. And my husband, too. We both got hit with the flu. It had to have been the flu. Like, it wasn't the stomach flu, and we didn't have a cough, but it was, like, the body aches, the chills, and the sweats, and headache, and it was awful.
So not a vacation day yesterday.
I was going to ask how the day off was and just let you take it however you wanted to go. Be like, oh, okay, it was fine.
But I did get a lot of... I'm glad I didn't come in yesterday. I got a lot of sleep.
We are, too.
I got a lot of rest yesterday because my mom came over, so we finally had some help with the kids, and it was much needed. So I feel
grandmas are the best.
I feel much better.
Good for you.
Not great, but much better. I don't think I'll. I don't know. Look out! Sorry, I will breathe hard. I don't know. Tight quarters, I guess. And hopefully, I don't get you guys sick. I don't think
tight
I'm
quarters,
contagious, but
no hard breathing.
Where's that wall? The COVID wall.
Oh, we God. Need that. Those little like plexiglass. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's probably one desk we could find a mask for you.
God. Oh.
It's one of the other hosts. I won't name names. I'm sure everybody probably knows.
So as we settle in here, we got a few things to start the show with. We got obviously Greg Palm coming up. It's Tuesday, 6:35. We got a 2 Grand Slam in the 7 o'clock hour. John, we got, as Brendan put in the update, a basketball game to put you to sleep, but a baseball game that kept you awake. Where do you want to start?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's start with our local team and the fact that there was a 25-2 run at the end of the first period because the Pistons were leading. It was like 26-24 or something like that. And then there was a 25-2 run. And then you're like, what the? It's over. They missed 15 shots in a row. And I actually mentioned it to you this morning. Like, you're watching it, and I was flipping between the Pistons and the World Series early on, as well as the Monday night game.
Yep.
So it was great. I mean, the remote got a workout. And every time I came back, I'm like, wait, the Pistons haven't scored.
They were stuck on 26 forever.
Forever. It was terrible. And I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw the final numbers this morning. It was just one of those where you're like, it's just not tonight.
You know, and it added to the frustration because I'm sure for a lot of people, they go, wait, where is the game? Because you're going, well, I pay for FanDuel or through Amazon. I'm going, where's the game at? Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's on NBC, right? This new NBC deal. So I go through my Hulu where I have cable and I go, no, it's not on NBC. Oh, it's on Peacock.
Right. That's
I have one TV in the house where I'm signed into Peacock. So I'm like, all right, I got to go find the game.
Well,
it's annoying. I mean, look, it's also adding on more money that people have to spend to watch their local team. But yeah, you finally you find the game, you're watching the game, and then that's how the game goes.
Right, and that's why it's, you know, right, when you got to switch between apps.
Yep.
Okay, it's just especially another step. Like that's this. Why I said yeah. The remote was getting the workout because, you know, you
can't just hit the last button or go to the recents.
Right.
You got to exit an app and go into an app, especially with everything else going. Like, it's a multi-screen night.
Mm-hmm. And that, and when you come back and you see that they're,
they haven't done anything,
you're like, why did I go through the effort?
Biggest reason that game got out of hand. Couldn't make a shot. I also don't think they played well enough defensively. It was a lot of ole. They let Cleveland get to the rim. And Detroit, one, couldn't get to the rim enough, and when they got there, couldn't finish. It was a bad Cade Cunningham night.
Yeah, what did he finish with, 12? Leading scorer with 12?
I think he was 1-for-10 at the half, right? That's at the end of that awful second quarter. And, yeah, the game's out of hand, right? It's 20, 30, 40-point deficit.
Just an absolute epic disaster. Now, okay, it's one. Like, they're back to 2-2.
Oh, I'm
not
making it bigger deal than it is.
No, but it's just the great players we're not expecting perfection, but the great players, their lows aren't that low. Mm-hmm. And that was extremely low for Cade Cunningham. And that's,
but it felt jarring. Like he's missing layups. He's missing mid-range jump shots. He couldn't make a three. It's like everything was off for him. He had nothing because that's the thing. When a great player doesn't have their 3-point shot, they just kind of lower a shoulder, get to the rim, right. Get fouls, see the bucket, the ball go through the bucket. He had nothing working last night.
No, and I'm not going to jump all over him other than the fact that we keep waiting for him to be great. And he was really good last year. We needed greatness in the postseason. And great players just don't have nights like that. Nope. They may have off nights, but their off night is they still yuck up 21 points. Mm-hmm. And that just, it wasn't going to happen last night for Cade.
And I don't want to make the excuse they're on a back-to-back because
so was Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland was on a back-to-back. And maybe you lose the game. You shouldn't lose that way.
Yeah. No, I mean, they looked tired. They looked sad. And it was sad.
It was sad. And yeah, as that game was dragging on, you're like, oh, I'm going to pay more attention to what's going on in either the Monday night game, which was close at the half, or like, let's talk about this World Series, man.
Wow.
What time did it end? Like 3 a.m.? If you're listening right now, I can't imagine you saw the end of the game.
No.
Unless you got insomnia and you're still up.
It's one of those where every time I'd wake up, right, I'd just check the score. I want to see who won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, this game is still going on?
Still.
Good Lord. And at one point, I don't even remember what the time was. It was just before I was actually going to get out of bed. And I see that Freddie Freeman hit the home run. So it was right around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 6 hours, 39 minutes. So they probably had first pitch about 8:10 or something like that last night. So, yeah, you're looking at 2:50. I woke up at 2 and I looked at my phone, and I thought my phone hadn't refreshed. And it was 5-5 in the 14th inning. I'm like, whoa. And then I went back to sleep.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those you wipe your eyes. You're like, wait a second here. I can't function right now. I don't know what's going
on. What's that say? 14?
Yeah.
It's got to be over by now. I'm starting work in a few hours.
And I did think about the Greg Hargrave dream that he still wants a game going when we come into work.
Could you imagine?
I know.
Like if that game had started at 10,
yeah,
you know, it would have gotten pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we have a couple statements here that are maybe hyperbole, maybe not. Freddie Freeman, the most clutch baseball player ever. Shohei Ohtani, the greatest baseball player ever. Can you make those claims right now?
Baseball player or for
yeah, just
clutch?
Yeah, because Freddie Freeman now has 2 different walk-off home runs in the World Series. You heard in the update that puts him in rarefied air. And Shohei, 9-for-9 on base.
Right.
Pair of home runs.
So I would say...
And okay, by the way, Shohei's going to pitch tonight, by the way. Right. Like, it's unbelievable.
So, most clutch, I would say in my lifetime, and I because I didn't, you know, experience, and the clutch moments kind of have to be ones that you experience. And I know that you could read about things and you could talk about different guys at different times. I mean, the only other guy that kind of really enters the category is Gibby with the 84 and, what is it, 88 series. And it was 88? Yeah, it's 88 for the Dodgers. Obviously 84 for the Tigers. So, I mean, other than that, who's had World Series moments who's even had the opportunity, like Freddie Freeman.
Like, I think, like, what Joe Carter had one for the Blue Jays when they won the World Series, right? But
it's one.
It's one. Freddie Freeman's done it now in back-to-back postseasons.
And maybe it makes it a little bit more dramatic for Freeman just because it is back-to-back years.
Yeah, it just feels more like...
More in the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you do look at Gibby's 84. Now, the one thing about Gibby's 84 was, like, it wasn't bottom of the ninth.
Right.
But it was awesome. And then, but then you think about the one against Eckersley. That was remarkable. And that was him on basically a flat tire. You know, I mean, he could hardly run around the bases.
I know.
He hobbles out the home plate, jacks a home run. And then he's probably looking. I mean, you know, not a pain for him to travel around the bases, but it was an effort. So I mean, those are the two that I would think of.
Yeah, I mean, Gibby's home run is one of the most iconic home runs ever in baseball. It might be the one.
Well, part of it's the fist pump.
People forget. Yeah, and the injury, and just like you couldn't make that up and believe it. The thing with that was Eckersley at that time was the most dominant closer in baseball. Nobody hit him. And to do it off him, it carries a lot of weight. But I'm telling you what, Freeman, what he did last year in the World Series and now this, he has to be.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight it. I mean, it could be prisoner of the moment on both of these. The Shohei one is the one I feel even more confident about.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 8 years into his career now. This isn't like a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. He's going to take the ball tonight in game 4 of the World Series and pitch after what he just did last night, 9 for 9. In terms of getting on base,
he had five
walks.
And what he did in the NLCS in regards to the six innings?
Where he pitched and then had the three home runs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did Reggie Jackson and then he pitched.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Six scoreless innings, 2 hits.
10 strikeouts.
Right.
Let's ask it. We all agree Tom Brady, it became fact, greatest quarterback ever, right?
Yeah.
Is it fact that Shohei is the greatest baseball player ever?
Yeah, I mean, someone could flag it for prisoner of the moment, but I really think he is. I mean, if Barry Bonds also pitched, I'd change my mind. Like, that's the thing. He also pitches. And he's doing it on the biggest stage. They're about to win. I mean, look, they're up 2-1. It's far from over. But they're about to win back-to-back World Series, and he is the centerpiece of it.
And so I'm somewhat cautious, again, because we live in a great time where we get a chance to see all of these things. And Tom, you and I in our lifetime, Greg, I'd put you in this category as well of, you know, growing up watching Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan and then living through Tom Brady and now Shohei Ohtani. Like in our lifetimes, in my 49 years, I think I've had a chance to witness the greatest of all time in every single major sport.
And I think I would say with Jordan, did you have to wait until he retired to know?
No.
No, you probably knew about 8 years in with Jordan, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. It took me after his retirement to admit it because I was so stubborn because I hated him so much because he was on the rival.
Sure.
But that's a flaw for me.
But I think for the vast majority, people would say, I don't know about 8 years in, but you know certainly 10 years in.
Maybe. Yeah, about 10 years in for Jordan. He had won 3 MVPs. He had won 3 world championships. He'd go on to win 3 more NBA titles. But like the point is, you don't have to wait for post-mortem to acknowledge you're watching the greatest to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say first three-peat, and then when he retired and people were looking at those two Rockets championships a little side-eyed.
Right. So, look. You could tell us, little World Series fodder, 248-539-9797. We'll start with that because that was the story last night. Shohei and Freddie Freeman. And as a Twitch comments puts it, the Dodgers being able to afford both of them on the same roster is also part of this story.
Just think about that, though. Like that, it feels like we're watching a major leaguer play little league baseball.
It's a good way to put it.
Because 18 innings, he reaches base 9 times.
Like, they just stopped pitching to him.
That's ridiculous.
Like, think about it. It's one thing if it's strategic. It's an at-bat where, hey, we got a first base open or we're not going to let him beat us. They just gave up.
Yep,
they said, he's not allowed to hit anymore.
Yep, no.
They made another professional team, a World Series contemporary, cry uncle. We're not going to pitch to him.
Yeah, mercy.
It's 97-1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with my plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on my plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He did it again. Freddie Freeman, walk-off winner in 18 innings. The Dodgers go up 2-1 in the World Series. You heard Joe Davis on the call there. It would have been right around midnight West Coast time, right around 3 a.m. our time. And Freddie Freeman's only one of the headlines. The other one is Shohei, who went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs and then walked 5 times. 4 of them intentionally. They just gave up. They said, we're not going to pitch to Shohei.
Understandable. But and that's the thing about the Dodgers lineup, right? You can't just walk everybody.
Right.
It's a tough lineup to pitch against. And at some point, you have to decide, am I going to just walk Shohei or am I going to walk Freddie Freeman, especially because of his history in regards to how clutch he has been?
Because what did we say? Prisoner of the moment, or maybe the truth, the most clutch baseball player ever? And with Shohei, the greatest baseball player ever? Ticket text 248-539-9797. Freeman may be the most clutch World Series hitter of all time, but you could argue Mariano Rivera was the most clutch pitcher. I think his World Series ERA was under 1.
Yeah. Or most dominant.
Yeah. What about a vote for Mr. October? Literally his nickname, Reggie Jackson.
Reggie, yeah.
Yep. No and no to your questions. fair enough. They can also afford Mookie Betts and bought Yamamoto too.
Right.
Adding to the Dodgers' level of dominance. When you think of all-around baseball, I don't know if Ohtani is considered the best to do it. It's how Ohtani isn't considered the best to do it. It's not just the moment. I've never seen a player be this dominant.
Well, and that's the thing, is he's dominant when he, now that he has done the whole rehab and he's back to, you know, pitching form, he's dominant on the mound, and he's certainly dominant at the plate.
How about, like, the stolen bases?
Right.
Right.
This is ridiculous. He throws 100.
It's and so it kind of eliminates almost everybody, because nobody's done this before since Babe Ruth.
Yeah, and I mean, seriously, please. I mean,
right. We're coming, and it's an impossibility to compare eras.
Well, like, how about 2 years ago? Shohei was the first player ever in the 50-50 club. 50 homers, 50 stolen bases.
Right.
Which department? You know, I mean, like, including Babe Ruth.
He's done it long enough now to say this.
Yeah.
Like, the longevity is the argument. Well, it's 8 years now.
Shohei's 31 years old. He's in his, I believe, his eighth season of professional Major League Baseball. I mean, did you wait with Wayne or Jordan? No, you kind of knew about 8 to 10 years in. Like, hey, this is the greatest to ever do it.
And the thing is that they're pitching around him to pitch to Betts.
Right.
Who's one of the better players in the game.
It's unbelievable what he's doing. And I mean, you could look at it and say, okay, different parts of the game. Okay, as a hitter, right? Are we comparing him? Is Barry Bonds, you know? And then as a guy that steals bases, like, who else are you comparing him to there? And then who are you comparing him to on the mound?
So here's the deal with Bonds. Even if you take away his steroid era, he is one of the greatest hitters I've ever seen. And
right.
Here's the deal, though. He didn't have postseason success in that period. Like the Leland Pirates, he was horrible in the playoffs.
It that's why when you look at what he's doing in every single phase of the game, he is one of the best. And then you put them all together, he's got to be the greatest baseball player of all time we're watching live.
Yeah, if he wins the MVP this year, which he's going to, that will be three MVPs. The only player with more ever is Barry Bonds. I mean, if Shohei retired today, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You can make the case he's the greatest of all time. Absolutely. I don't feel like that's prisoner of the moment. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Jamaica is bracing for catastrophic damage as Hurricane Melissa, which is now packing winds of up to 175 miles per hour, bears down on the island. The storm is a Category 5, is expected to make landfall in just like the coming hours, very, very soon this morning. It will bring life-threatening flooding, massive waves, wind gusts that could obviously shred power lines, flatten homes and buildings. The entire island is under a hurricane warning. Officials are urging people to obviously, hopefully by now, get to shelters or get out of there. Airports are closed. Schools are shuttered. Rescue teams are there on standby. Forecasters say Melissa could go down as one of the strongest storms to ever hit Jamaica. And after it makes landfall there, it's expected to maybe weaken slightly, but will also make landfall in eastern Cuba later today. It's also been blamed for 4 deaths in Haiti, in the Dominican Republic as well. It's just going to be devastating, it sounds like. So hopefully people have taken the warning seriously and gotten the shelter they need.
Yeah.
You guys ever been there?
Jamaica?
Yeah.
No.
I have been.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the touristy places, it's a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
They're shacks, houses, they're not going to be able to withstand this.
No. Yikes.
Yeah, it's scary for sure. A Novi man is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly stealing an ambulance with a paramedic and patient inside, then leading police on a chase that ended in a fiery crash. How terrifying. Happened on Friday afternoon. MedStar paramedics were treating multiple patients at a crash scene nearby. And during that time, the 33-year-old suspect, who was involved in the initial accident, I guess, jumped in the ambulance and drove off. Authorities say this guy stole the ambulance for several miles before crashing into another vehicle. The impact then caused the ambulance to catch fire. Thankfully, though, everyone involved, including the guy who stole it, the paramedic and the patient, all survived with non-life-threatening injuries. They were transported to a local hospital. But this guy's been hit with a ton of charges. I mean, carjacking, fleeing and eluding, resisting, obstructing, attempting to disarm a police officer and carrying a concealed weapon. His bond was set at $5 million. Some great news for a local lottery club. Lottery Club in West Bloomfield just scored a $2 million Powerball prize. So the group is made up of coworkers who've been playing apparently together for years. They matched all five white balls in the September 3rd drawing, missed only the Powerball itself, still managed to snag them the second highest prize possible. And they say they bought their ticket at Sunkiss Market in Detroit, plan to use the winnings, obviously, help family, pay bills, maybe retire some of them a bit early. But they said the prize is comforting and unbelievable. I don't know if you guys talked about this or not yesterday, but some really sad news out of the NFL. Nick Mangold, the former New York Jets great, passed away at the age of just 41. This was just 12 days after he revealed he needed a kidney transplant, right? He like was pleading for help of anyone who might be a match that could be a donor for him. He did also share that he was battling a really serious kidney disease. He says that he's been in and out of treatment for months. According to reports, he passed away surrounded by his family, but really, really sad.
It's
so
awful.
Young.
41?
41. Awful. And just, and it's so
sad. And the
sad
tributes
too.
You've seen from all these people who, you know, coaches, teammates,
he's just a good dude.
That's what it sounds like. And one of those people you were talking about, after learning of his death, former Jets coach Rex Ryan broke down in tears on air.
It's
devastating.
It hits you.
Yeah.
All right, Heather with the news. Less than an hour away from the two Grand Slam, chance to win $2,000. Coming up next, it's the top 12 teams in college football from the mind of Greg Hargrave. It's 97.1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family, so that's why they're our personal financial partner. With the passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We check in every Tuesday, and this is the final Greg Palm. No, we're getting close to the final Greg Palm before the official playoff rankings are released by the committee. But Greg has a system, and for people who are new to this, he's going to take the wins that each team has, plus the wins against the teams they beat, plus the wins against the teams that they beat. That is your system, yes?
Correct. And then the same principle applies for the loss. You just subtract those. So we get weighted games above 500.
Okay. Okay. Right. It's a little nerdy, but yep. It's Greg's system. It's what he does. Let's go through it.
It's your second cousin that they're looking for.
So as we are getting into November, let's remind ourselves that the magic number is 10-2 to get you a shot at making the playoff. Remember, Miami last year was 10-2, didn't get in. Eight Power Four teams received their third loss of the season last week. So it brings us to 30 out of 68 Power Four teams remaining with two or fewer losses. So the last 5 weeks of the season, think of it as a survivor pool. Now, what I want to do with these rankings, highlight a few of these value wins that you might not be thinking of top of mind with some of these teams. So I'm going to start with number one. We got a new team at number one is Indiana. Now, OSU was on a bye, so IU's got the extra game there at 8-0. They have a win against Kennesaw State, who is 5-2, tied atop of Conference USA with a 3-0 conference record, and they're ranked 44th in Greg Palm. That's the top third of FBS.
Kennesaw State.
New to FBS as of last year.
Right.
Look, the headline for me with Indiana is still that win cross country at Oregon. And they're winning by nearly 30 points per game. It's the largest margin in the sport. Cignetti's got them rolling to the point where they don't overlook anybody. They destroy everything in their sight.
And there's no one on the horizon that they really should be concerned about. Nope. No longer concerned about that game to Happy Valley.
It's really just about a Big Ten title showdown with Ohio State, we think.
Yeah.
Number two is Texas A&M. 8-0, and this team showed they've got the goods winning at LSU. They got Brian Kelly fired. They've won in different ways. Because of their defense, they've gotten after teams. Because of Marshall Reed, who's, by the way, fourth in Heisman odds. And because of their special teams. KC Concepcion was a huge part of that demolition at LSU with his punt returns. They've got a bye before they're playing at Missouri.
Let me just ask you guys a question. Outside the numbers, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M. Who do you think is the best team right now in the country?
Indiana.
I think so, too. Which is bizarre.
Wild.
Well, number three is Ohio State. Now, they're down two spots here because of the bye week. They've got five straight November games coming up. And they've got a win against Ohio. We've mentioned it before. Now, they're only adding 9 third-degree wins right now. And the Bobcats have 5 wins themselves, however. And in a league with as much parity as the MAC, I'm talking to Mr. MAC over here, every win becomes another valuable income stream for the Buckeyes. And by the way, Ohio is plus 200 to win the MAC.
Ohio State's biggest win right now has got to be going out to Washington, and that game is looking better and better.
Yes. Number four, Alabama. Gutsy win at a raucous South Carolina. And that game had big game feel to it. Kalen DeBoer thrives in the fourth quarter. This is almost like 2023 Washington again. They control their destiny along with A&M to get to Atlanta.
And I think what they've been able to do since that week one loss to Florida State, Kalen DeBoer has obviously steadied the ship. Ty Simpson has played, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say he's played great, but right
I'm
now,
impressed.
20 touchdowns, only one interception throughout the course of the year, and they like to throw the ball around.
I think they're the best team in the SEC. I get why A&M's ahead of them because they're undefeated, but if these two teams played, I'd take Bama.
I think that's playing great, a 20-1 touchdown interception.
Yeah, you could say he's playing great.
Number five is BYU, 8-0, down 10, doesn't matter. They outscore Iowa State 24-3 in the second half of Ames.
Notable road win. They're going to have an even bigger game after their bye week. In 2 weeks, they go to Lubbock. Yep. No tortillas, but a tough place to play. And I think that's where they're going to pick up their first loss.
Number six is Ole Miss, 7-1, a win at Oklahoma, and they are all clear through November. I know Jim has talked about this. Good enough for Atlanta? Maybe not. Good enough for the playoff? Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you look at South Carolina, and it drives me nuts, the SEC teams, and I'm glad these are going away, but to play the Citadel, it does them no benefit, because on the heels of that, Florida, Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Number seven, Georgia Tech. Hey, it's King! 80% passing and 5 total touchdowns against Syracuse. 2 weeks ago, they had that narrow win at Wake Forest. That's 5-2 Wake Forest to you, who just upset SMU and have a win against the aforementioned Kennesaw State.
Georgia Tech, Haynes King, maybe in New York for the Heisman.
It should be at least there as part of the ceremony.
Number eight is Michigan. Now,
you're going to have to explain this one.
This is the sixth time we've had them crossing the bridge in or out. Now, come with me on this journey. They started in, lost to OU, they're out, beat Nebraska, back in, had a bye week, didn't get paid, back out, win against Wisconsin, and the Nebraska win got a little better. Now they're back in, lost to USC, now they're out again, beat Washington and MSU the last 2 weeks, and now they're back in. Remember that game against New Mexico? Remember old New Mexico, 70-plus players? Michigan looks meh in the game. Well, now both teams are 5-2 since that game, and New Mexico is 78th in the POM. Now, while not remarkable, that is significantly better than the 130-plus they were projected to before the start of the season. And shout out to Fire Up Chips, who have 5 wins themselves.
Right, and that's really where it comes from. It's the Chips. It's Nebraska, who's still at 6-2, stole a win last weekend. Obviously lost to USC, but Washington is a buoy for them.
And that's why Michigan is in this week and not last week. What do we have that last week? Washington beats Illinois.
Right.
Sure.
So it's big for Michigan and for Ohio State. Number nine is Georgia, 6-1, a week off as they prep for the cocktail party. Not quite out of the woods yet. They have Texas and Georgia Tech remain. They are in a spot to win one of those twos, and I like their chances of a 10-2 Georgia getting in the playoff, especially if the second loss is to undefeated Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Okay, now we got slim pickings for the Greg Pomp Game of the Week this week. Admittedly, this is like when College Game Day would just stay in the studio one random week in early November.
Or they pick like a small school there at JMU for a week or something.
Right. Look, here's my selling point to this. It's a rivalry game, neutral site. They're playing Florida, by the way, in Jacksonville cocktail party. There's going to be big game gravitas to this with a 3:30 ABC kick. And does Florida get a new coach bump?
No.
I think it could be a frisky spot. I do. They're getting 7.5 points.
It's okay. Also the highest rated opponent for a top 12 team this week.
Okay.
Number 10 is Miami. Rocky start versus Stanford, but a convincing win nonetheless. Remaining schedules not without pitfalls. NC State and at Pitt. But if this is the new Miami with the elite trenches that I still believe they have, I do expect them to finish 11-1.
This is the first time they leave the state of Florida when they play SMU.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wild. Yeah,
it is bizarre. And it was kind of weird the end of that Stanford game. It was like they were trying to make a statement against Frank Reich and Andrew Luck. I'm not sure what was going on in that last drive, but hey, whatever.
Number 11 is Louisville, 6-1 after an empty calorie win against BC. Remember that game against James Madison? That was so early in the season. The Tigers were up 8.5 games in the division. It was so long ago. It is JMU's only loss of the season to date. Wow. And they're on top of the Fun Belt and 37th in Greg Pomp.
So Louisville sitting there at number 11. Who's number 12?
Number 12, we got Notre Dame, 5-2 off a bye. They have a game coming up at Boston College who, cover your ears, Spartan fans, is the worst Power Four team in our rankings.
Ooh.
We had forgotten all about Boise State. Now, remember preseason, Notre Dame, Boise looks like a high-level matchup, cross-sectional game. Well, both lose early. Notre Dame loses twice. Both teams haven't lost since that game, and Boise recently beat Vegas, and they're on top of the Mountain West.
Couple noteworthy takeaways here. You have 3 ACC teams in the top 12. We talk about who could be a beneficiary getting an extra spot this year. Maybe it's the ACC. I noticed no Oregon, no Texas Tech, no Vandy. Clearly those teams can still win their way in
with yeah. some favor in the next month here.
And I mean, it's a tightrope to walk for Notre Dame, except for the fact that from here on out, there's and we talked about this. Hey, you lose the first two games. Other than the USC game, which they handled well, there's not a marquee matchup because it's Boston College, which we just talked about.
Sure.
Navy.
Undefeated Navy.
Navy undefeated, which will be, I'm guessing, maybe the Greg Palm game of the week when that arrives.
That's a night game on NBC when they play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're getting down to it, guys. Like I said, I think, what is it, next week we get into November and we're going to get the official college football playoff rankings. We'll do some cross-referencing, but you are going to play your way in this 12-team playoff. It's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value that your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck. It's the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower, and that comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on due at signing amount of $3,189. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. See GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
So I hate ChatGPT. I don't know if you can tell, anytime it comes up in the news, I'm like, damn, I just hate when people hand over their brain to the computers. But John found a ChatGPT breakdown of how the Lions season will end. We're going to get to that in a second. I may make an exception if this comes true. Mm-hmm. We'll play Lions Word Association at 7:02, and we've got the two Grand Slam at 7:25. As we wrap, Greg Palm, and we're about to head into the month of November. John. You and I did not do so well predicting how the season would go.
No, we did not. Now, I still have a horse in the race.
You still have your national champ, Notre Dame, hanging on.
Hanging on now. They can't lose to Navy. But if they make the college football playoffs,
you're alive.
I'm still in the game.
Now, my national champion... My national champ has a losing record as we're about to hit the month of November. Clemson is 3-4. They've lost four games.
Ooh.
Including
wow,
last
what
week.
Was that? I think we
or 2 weeks
was it
ago.
The roster, 16 returning starters, Heisman-level quarterback.
A national champ that's won.
Yeah.
A coach that's won a couple national championships.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And you wanted him to do it his way.
Well, it looked like,
you know,
they
he's
were
not
on
hitting
paper.
The portal.
On
and
paper.
He could do it his ways, sticking it to the new way of college football. Old school business, winning out.
So John's champ is 12th. Greg, where is my preseason champ?
88th.
Okay, then.
By the way, that LSU-Clemson game, not aging well for either side. No,
one team has fired their coach. The other's 3-4.
Uh-huh.
Boy. So why don't we do this on the eve of November?
Uh-huh.
A little re-roll. Life gives you a do-over. John, you can stick with the Irish. Or you can pick somebody else. Who would you pick to win the national title as we sit today on the eve of November?
Well, logic, numbers, and the eye test may tell you this could be the year that we thought would never happen. This would be the year that the national championship trophy would end up in Bloomington.
What?
I don't think it happens, but I do think that they're the number one team in the country right now. Now, what happens when they get to the college football playoffs and they start playing against some speed in the SEC? I don't know, but I think right now the team that I would go with is, since I'm going to give Notre Dame up for the Wolves, I'm going to go with Alabama.
I believe that was Heather's preseason national champion.
I think so.
Why would you say that? She wasn't in the conversation. We didn't invite her into this conversation. And then all of a sudden, did you guys know that I picked Alabama?
Heather knows ball.
That voice.
I think she had a decent week in the picks, too. So,
did okay.
Gonna have to watch out for that.
Okay.
So you go Bama.
Yeah. Now you really made me mad this morning.
You want to pick somebody else?
No,
now that you
I
know
don't
that?
Want okay. to pick anybody else.
A non-Heather pick?
A non-Heather pick.
So John and Heather both on Crimson Tide. I guess we could ask Heather, do you want to switch?
No, I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Okay, I think it's a good choice.
Yeah.
I was right to begin with. Why would I change? This is so annoying.
I am going to take the mulligan. I have to. Clemson has no chance to make or even win the national title. So I'm going to give the ultimate kiss of death. Everybody wants to know whose season I'm about to ruin right now.
Why don't you go ahead and say Ohio State?
Oh, you'd love that. They're the betting favorite to win the national title.
Okay, well, why wouldn't you pick them?
Because I'm going to pick Indiana. And I'm sorry. I like Cignetti. I'm sorry to do this to him and this darling program.
Wow.
They're chopping everybody's head off. They've got a NFL style of quarterback in Mendoza.
They may have the number one overall pick.
He may be. They are good on both lines of scrimmage. Their defense brought a bunch of guys over from JMU last year, and many of those players returned this year. They have all conference players at every level of their defense. They're a well-coached team. They're battle-tested going to Autzen, one of the toughest places to play in the country. I feel like they have a more significant win than anything OSU has, and no disrespect to their win at Washington. Indiana is my pick to win the national championship.
Here's the thing about Indiana. We've seen over the course of time and you know, at times they've had a dominant offense. At times they've had a really good defense. Never have they had both.
Right.
And I really think right now they may have on both sides of the ball a top five offense and a top five defense.
You're right. I mean, look, I should shout out Surratt, their receiver. I think he's an NFL body. They feed him the ball, and he makes big plays. They got a stable of running backs. I'm going to go Indiana today if I'm taking my mulligan.
I don't hate you for it, other than the fact that you've just cursed the Hoosiers.
Sorry, guys. It's a great story. I think Cignetti's a great coach.
Will they do it undefeated?
Well, if I think they're the best team, I think they'd beat Ohio State on a neutral field, and then at that point, they have to win out. So, yeah, wow, I guess I am saying the Indiana Hoosiers. Wow, this is a terrible idea.
Will it be neutral, though? Because it's going to be in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think Buckeye fans will show up.
I think that's a one key thing to keep an eye on here right now. We kind of thought that nobody would go undefeated again.
Right.
And I think it's going to be that's a challenging thing to do at this point.
How many teams are undefeated left in the country among the power teams? I think it's 5 or 6.
You've got Ohio State, Indiana, A&M.
BYU, Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is one of the Big Ten teams going to go into the playoff undefeated?
It sounds like it.
And then are they going to run it from there? I think that'll be a huge thing to overcome. I'm going to stick with my pick. My pick was Ohio State, Georgia. I've got two of the top seven.
Well, you don't get two teams. You get
that's the championship game.
Okay.
I had Georgia winning. I'm not going to pivot.
Okay.
Ohio State will go into that game undefeated and lose.
Okay.
Ohio State's got the best defense in the country, 216 points allowed per game. They've only given up four
yards.
Touchdowns.
Boy, you love Matt Patricia, don't you?
I don't, but
to back this up, man, Ohio State looks so damn good on defense. They just sit on you and fart on your head.
Well,
and
all right.
17 points is just good enough
for
them.
How are you feeling now, Heather?
They can score 17 points and just cruise.
You're right.
They look good, and I hate saying it.
And they've used Caleb Downs. Like, NFL teams are going to use Caleb Downs. Let's get to Brad Waterford. Brad, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, Cookies, man. Good morning. I'm an Indiana alum, Cookies. I really thought we were friends.
Yeah.
God, man. Seriously. You just ruined my entire football season.
Sorry.
Now, anyways, hey, let me break this down for you. Honestly, I'm not trying to sound respectfully, I should say. If you took the name Indiana off our team and you put, say, Michigan on there, no doubt would they be the favorites. We have an NFL quarterback who is going to be the number one pick. Two-headed monster at the running back position. Surratt will play on Sundays. Our trenches, offensive line is probably the best in the country. Coogan is an All-American. Our defensive line is so badass. Okay? So I would argue, please, if you took Indiana off our name and put somebody else on there, you guys would be clamoring that we're the best team in the country.
Well, I think we both said that Indiana was the number one team right now.
Currently, as you sit today, they should be the number one team in America.
Yeah.
And I don't need the winged helmet on their helmets to do that.
No.
Right, right. But, John, you said speed, and I respect that. But we went out to Oregon. I think Oregon's a pretty fast team last time I checked.
Well, they are, but they're not as fast as they have been in the last couple of that, to me, was a huge eye-opener. I'm not going to discredit that one at all. Indiana going out there and handling Oregon the way they did, 100%. I think that's a huge win. Maybe the biggest win we've seen in college football in the last couple of years.
Right. I appreciate that. And we are putting a smackdown on teams. Illinois 63-7. And I know Illinois is not what they used
to, or
what they came in thinking. But we are beating these teams by 20 and 30 points.
Well, even the Oregon game was a double. Even the Oregon game was a double-digit win.
Yeah,
like Brad, I get where you're coming from, and John, I also see what you're saying. Like, there's some SEC teams that have wide receiver duos and trios that I think are going to be tough for any team in the country to match up with. Like, I think Alabama with Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams are going to be a problem. We mentioned Texas A&M with a couple of their weapons led by Casey Concepcion. There's going to be some perimeter threats that are going to challenge everybody from Ohio State to Indiana to anybody who wins the Big 12 or the ACC. So point made.
Right. And so last year, right, their one tough game, Ohio State. They lost that one.
Bad.
This year, what's different is they go out to Oregon and they put the smackdown on them. That game to me was really never in doubt. You kind of feel like Indiana controlled that one from start to finish. So they're clearly better than last year, but then they hit the playoffs and they lose in the first round to Notre Dame.
We'll find out if things are different for them down the stretch. Yeah. Down the stretch, how will the Lions season end? John has a ChatGPT prediction. We'll get to that after the update. Plus, play Lions word association, the word or phrase you would use to describe this team at the bye. We got the two grand slam 25 minutes away. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.